Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the negative PPD, or the negative producer price differential. I know negative numbers when it comes to PPDs are not unusual. Since the new milk marketing orders were enacted in January of 2000, there's been about 26% of the time when PPD was negative, and the average negativity of that was about 70 cents a hundredweight during those times. However, when you open your check up here in the central order in Kansas, you probably were shocked to see that the PPD was a negative $7.51 per hundredweight for the month of June, which is a record high. So why did this happen? We get a lot of questions about that, and it really happened because cheese price advanced a lot during the month of June. The price for cheese averaged $2.21. This is a huge, huge increase in the price of cheese. As a result of that, we had rapidly advancing Class 3 milk prices during the month of June, and that resulted in a situation where the value of those components produced in June were worth much more than their value assigned during the first 2 weeks in May. So this results in a negative PPD. Did a negative PPD hurt your milk check? Well, when you actually look at milk revenue, your milk check actually grew because of a higher value in milk. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to take a look at how PPD is affecting their bottom line, but keep in mind that it's important to look at the final pay price.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.